This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Months of waiting over. 220-day hiatus ends tonight. The Redskins back in action. They take on the Ravens up in Baltimore. Joe Theismann will provide color commentary on the TV broadcast. You can watch on CSN and NBC. Always a treat to have him on the show, a Super Bowl champ, an NFL MVP, a multi-time Pro Bowler, first-team All-Pro, a former Offensive Player of the Year, and also the Man of the Year in the NFL in 1982. Joe, great to have you back on the show. No Danny today, it's just Grant. How are you, pal?
I'm great, Grant. Good morning to you. Good to be back with you.
Well, it is a treat to talk to you in season after some off-season conversations that we've had. What can we actually learn from a preseason game like tonight, where starters may only go a drive or two?
Well, you know, you just don't focus on the starters. What you do is you start to look at the depth of the football team and say, okay, what do the Redskins need? I think a couple things you can look at tonight is you can look at the competition at the linebacker position, the competition at the defensive line position, and the cohesiveness and the depth of the offensive line. One of the things that's disappointing to me tonight, and I think to all of us, it was the anticipation, really, of Josh Doctson getting a chance to get out on the football field and, you know, test that Achilles and, you know, see where he is as far as the learning process goes for him to be able to be the guy that everybody has hoped and expected him to be in the last couple of years. But unfortunately, he's injured again.
We're going to get a lot of Nate Sudfeld tonight at quarterback. As a longtime passer, I'm curious how difficult it is when you're working with a bunch of guys who may or may not be on the team and haven't mastered the playbook to look good. Because Sudfeld last preseason struggled immensely when he got on the field. He's got a chance now in year two as a sixth-round pick to show that he's worth keeping around here as a project.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's but the that's the tough part of it. But the fact is you really aren't working with a bunch of guys you haven't worked with. I mean, you know, theoretically, I mean, Nate has been able to work and Colt have been able to work with guys who are the backups. You know, Jamison Crowder, for example, they've been nursing a hamstring. Jordan Reed hasn't practiced much since the early part of training camp. Josh has been in and out a little bit, like I said. So you're going to get a chance to look at Vernon Davis. You're going to get a chance to see Derek Carr. You're going to see Jeremy Sprinkle at the tight end position. You're going to see, you know, guys that aren't quote-unquote the starters get a chance to play. And Nate's been working with some of them. So, you know, yes, he should be – we should see a different Nate Sudfeld tonight. We should see the ball come out of his hands quicker. We should see the decision process be quicker. And that's what the coaches are going to be looking for. You know, when you get into preseason, you're looking for that wow play. If you're a coach – and remember now, the cutdown doesn't come until September 2nd. And that's – that means they'll have 90 guys on the roster. So your opportunity to be able to make a wow play for the coaches to play something back and say, you know what, look at the effort that this guy has given. Look at the move that this guy has made. You know, look at the ability for him to tackle in space. All the little things that can separate you from someone else is really what I think, you know, the fans can watch for. You don't have to have the intricate knowledge of what's going on, but you can see with your eyes what's happening. And those are the things I think coaches will be looking for as well.
Redskins great Joe Theismann on Grant and Danny. Watch him tonight, NBC CSN preseason game one against the Ravens to kick off four exhibitions before the year begins. I can't wait to watch Terrell Pryor. Everything coming out of training camp about him is positive. It seems like the coaches, the players, everyone in the organization loves this guy. I mean, you've spent some time around him and in Richmond. What are your thoughts?
I agree with everybody. He is as impressive a young man as he is an athlete, a tireless student of the game. He really wants to understand and wants to learn how to play the wide receiver position. You know, I mean, and this is why it's a very interesting year. I mean, making the transition last year in Cleveland with five different quarterbacks, he still had 1,000 yards and 77 catches. What's he going to do with someone of Kirk's caliber in an offense that they basically are going to feature him in? And one of our biggest issues was getting the ball in the end zone, in the red zone, because we had small guys. We don't have that case anymore. And then everybody said, well, what about DeSean Jackson? He was the guy that went down the field. Terrell Pryor's one step was about equal to D-Jack's two. I mean, he's just a big, long, tall kid. Goes out before practice. He catches it from the jugs machine. The ball fires, you know, the machine just fires balls at you, catches them with one hand, catches them with both hands, catches them with gloves, catches them without gloves. I mean, he's a very impressive, hardworking young man, both in the classroom as well as on the field. I mean, I'm extremely impressed, and we should be.
And I know Cousins is excited to get into a little rhythm with him early tonight, especially without some of the other top pass catchers out there. You have to imagine number 11 is going to be targeted early. Joe, you mentioned the red zone. That's a huge storyline that isn't really being talked a lot about. The height on this team with Pryor, Doxson, if he's healthy, Reed, and even Brian Quick. I mean, all those guys are 6'2 or bigger. What does height do for a quarterback as you get closer to the goal line?
Well, it gives you a greater radius to be able to throw the football to. You can throw the ball up in the air. You basically create jump balls. You can do that down around the goal line. Remember, you know, defensive backs, when they turn and run, if they don't turn and run, they're going to get beat up the field. So they're not going to be able to find the ball as easily. And it's just a question of throwing it up and letting the guy go up and make a play on it. You know, in the years that DeSean Jackson was a wide receiver with us, he was targeted 25 times in the red zone and had four touchdowns. And that, you know, that's not anything against DeSean. That's the fact that, you know, when you're a smallish receiver, it's very difficult to get the ball up the field. And, you know, you have to work at it. I mean, you have to work at being a guy that can make people miss. I was lucky. I had Virgil Say and Alvin Garrett, both of them 5'9". They were great fade runners. But we used to really, really study the way we wanted it done. And I think with the bigger guys, you have a much greater range and radius to be able to put the ball up and let them go make a play.
Joe Theismann, Redskins great in his illustrious career, slinging the ball around through 160 touchdown passes. If you were coaching in the NFL today, you take over a team this season, how would you handle the preseason? I mean, some teams now are down to basically having guys play in two games. Where do you think we're headed, and how would you run it?
Well, you really have to protect your investment. You have to protect the start. I've said this before. It's really interesting, Grant. You need... There are guys that are starters because of they're that good. But when you start dealing with backups, they're just not as good as the starters. So you wind up in a situation where you want to protect the guys that are your ones as much as you can. Now, you've gotten a lot of work in training camp. You've gotten a lot of work in OTAs. You got a lot of work in mini camps. But nobody's really hit anybody. You're not allowed to hit anybody. That's why I personally look at the first two regular season games of the season. To me, they're almost like it's the season doesn't start till week three for me, because those first two games are a chance for the starters to get in condition, to get into shape, to get a cohesiveness together, because you haven't had a chance to really establish that through all the other exercises you go through until opening day. I mean, you know, everything is new. You're wearing pads for the first time. You're going against somebody for the first time in an extended period. No starter will play more than a half in all of preseason. They won't play in the last game. They'll play maybe a half in the third game, maybe a quarter in the first game, and maybe 6-8 plays in the first game. So how much chemistry can you develop in that short a period of time? So to me, I would give my starters a chance until I saw that they were comfortable, and then I'd get them out of there.
I don't think that people at home who haven't called games before know how difficult calling preseason games is, but it is mission impossible. And I feel the same way about spring training, for the record, with Charlie and Dave and all the other guys that do it.
Yeah.
These substitutions. It is a disaster trying to keep everything straight. So I wish you luck tonight, but I know you guys put in so much prep, but that is not an easy task.
Well, I got a great guy I work with, Kenny Albert. So, I mean, to me, it's a challenge, but, you know, the play-by-play guys are the meat and potatoes of a broadcast. They're the ones that sort of hold everything together and come up with stuff. And I've been, you know, I spent time in Baltimore. I spent time down in Richmond. I've been around, you know, I've been around this team, not just this year, but for a number of years, and watched them grow. And you've heard me say this before, and people call me Mr. Optimism and all that, but I think this football team is in a position to compete. You know, you think of last year real quick. There were two games that got away from us. The Cincinnati game in London, I think, and the Detroit game were two games that were winnable. And things happened in that football game. And then the Giant game, we just didn't show up. So really three football games last year that we lost. One was a tie, and we lost two of them. Made a difference in what the record would have been in the opportunity to get in the playoffs. So this team's not too far away.
It's true. I mean, if those three games were wins, and you could do some of that with the losses too, but to your point, if they play better in those three games, that's 11-5 instead of 8-7-1 when the year ended.
Yeah.
I'll be watching tonight. Yeah. It's going to be fun, and I know you guys will do a bang-up job. Enjoy. By the way, that was probably the first time you've done an interview on the radio in the last 2 years and not been asked about Kirk Cousins. I don't know how we did that, but it happened. So there you go.
We made history.
Thanks, Joe.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Joe Theismann's on the call tonight. Watch the game, CSN and NBC this evening, Redskins-Ravens. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, USA Today. Came out with a story on every NFL team's biggest concern this coming season. I'll tell you what they listed as the Redskins' number one concern. I disagree with it, for the record. I want to know from you what you worry the most about when it comes to the Redskins. That's next, right here on The Fan. Grant Paulson, for my friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss, who have me down over 60 pounds. I don't consider what I'm doing a diet. I consider it to be a change of my lifestyle. Even when I'm on vacation, even when I'm on travel, I eat differently. I order things differently at restaurants. I cook differently at home. I use different ingredients. I've gotten smarter about nutrition because they have coached me. They have taught me. I feel great about where I'm at. A lot of our listeners, including one guy I've been telling you about who emailed me and is down 136 pounds, also feel better about themselves, their lives. They're adding years to their lives just like you can do with EMP 180 Weight Loss. Do this for me today. Jot this number down and call them. Just go get yourself a consultation. Go in, get a consultation, sit down with them. You don't have to do the program if you don't want to, but see what they have to say, and I bet you you'll sign up. 703-992-0620. 703-992-0620. You just want more info? Go to emp180weightloss.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.